All right. Just injury standpoint, Moore went out with a concussion, Kenny Moore. Daniels went out with a hamstring, and Sankey went out with a hamstring and didn't return. Hard-fought battle, to say the least. We knew exactly, you know, what we were getting into. You know, we played our tails off. It's not, you know, it's not about toughness. It's not about want to. It's not about being physical. It's none of that stuff. And we played really good football a long time. And then we made critical errors in critical situations. And you can't do it. And you can't do it against anybody in this league. And you certainly can't do it against one of the better teams in the National Football League. Credit Pittsburgh. Played their tail off and made just enough plays to pull the thing out and win the football game. That's a good team. Well coached. Got a ton of respect for them in that organization. But you can't have foolish penalties. You can't have turnovers in critical situations and give up big plays. And we played our tails off on defense, and we limited those guys. And, you know, they finally made, you know, one play over the top. And, you know, again, you got to take it out of everybody else's hands. And you can't rely on anybody but yourself to win football games. And it's disappointing. And you got a disappointed group, obviously, in there because you had a golden opportunity to win a football game and to beat a really good football team.
So, what happened defensively on the McDonald touchdown that basically they used to tie the game up? What happened there?
The which one?
McDonald touchdown. He was wide open, far right hand side of the end zone.
Probably too much time. We dropped. We played coverage, and rushed three, I think it was, and you know had too much time, you know, and guys scramble around and try to plaster and grab guys, and guys are running and they're adjusting their routes, and they made a play and guy extended the play and found a guy, you know, and they executed it, you know, and did a nice job.
Offensively, you had the Chester touchdown, and then after that, I mean, you had almost no production. How do you explain that?
What was the question?
I said offensively, Chester had the touchdown early third.
Yeah.
And after that, there was like no production.
Number two ranked defense in the league, you know, and we knew it was going to be hard, and we were going to have to grind out tough yards, which we did, you know, and we knew we had to make some big plays, which we did. We just didn't make enough. It's a damn good defense. You know, and they got after us, and they rushed us, and you know, we got to be better.
With the blitzes, they brought a lot of them, and they knew that was going to happen. What could you have done better? I mean,
you got to communicate, you got to block, you got to execute, you got to – everybody got to be, you know, in concert together. We got to be better.
Chuck, was that – I think the interception, that was a call, a screen, if I'm not mistaken, for Doyle. Was that the call, play call, the screen on that one, the interception?
I didn't think we had linemen out there, did we? In front of him? I think he's a check down. Just be smart right there, backed up. You know, Jacoby's doing the right thing, and he's got under duress and going to hit his check down, and it didn't work out.
As good as Jacoby has been for you guys over these past 9 weeks, I mean, how tough is it when you look at, I think he's had like 4 interceptions in the fourth quarter overtime. The last two, you probably can't put on him. Because
no, I mean, it's all 11. You know, and playing the position he plays, obviously, it comes with, you know, we all know what it comes with, you know, but it's everybody working together. It takes all 11. It doesn't fall on one guy. Got to play better. We got to coach better. It's on all of us.
Tolzien ran on the field after Jacoby took that hit in the head, and Jacoby replaced him. Was it the whole deal of, is Jacoby, as soon as you're ready, get out there? Did he go out there without telling you? How'd that whole thing happen?
One more time.
Yeah,
he was going through the protocol, and so we were on defense. Obviously, there was a timeout. There was some extra time. Scotty started warming up as soon as Jacoby came out. We could have lost him, you know, for the entire game. So he went through the protocol and passed it and. Got back out there in time to run that series.
Did you have to ask somebody, hey, can I get back out there, or once he's been cleared, he can run right past everybody and say Tolsey can get out?
Yeah, as long as the clock's not running, and you know we're not in the middle of a play, you know. So we were fortunate the way that things worked out, and Docs did a great job, and he went through the proper procedures through the protocol and got back out there.
Your defense was solid throughout. Was just an example of when you're playing a Hall of Fame quarterback, you give them any wiggle room.
I mean, enough opportunities. You know, when they got guys that been playing for a long time, you know, and you got a Hall of Fame quarterback, future first ballot Hall of Fame quarterback, and the job that they did, you know, on those wideouts, and the job that they did, on Brown again, it was phenomenal. You know, again, we give up the big play, and then, you know, Big Ben is Big Ben, and he finds guys, and you know, we make a heck of a play, and we got him in second and long, and he checks it down, and they make a third down play, he hit a shallow cross, you know, and then he scrambles around and hits another one to Antonio. That was it. And you know, again, you got a Hall of Fame quarterback throwing to, you know, one of the best, if not the best, wideouts in the league right now statistically, and he wrecks a lot of games, and he found him, and a great runner, you know, which our guys did a heck of a job against. And I mean, they played their butts off, you know, on defense. And again, you give guys an opportunity, and you keep giving them a shot, give them a shot, give them a shot, and we don't capitalize on the chances that we had. Let people hang around. That's what happens.
Penalties that hurt you. Kalis had two false starts and a hold. Were you alternating he and Good in the second half, or because Good went in and then
we stuck Denzel in for a couple series and then put 68 back in?
So it was just to get Denzel a couple of series as opposed to extended work today.
Yeah, I mean, we wanted to get him in the game. And
TJ Green,
did you notice more blitzing out of Pittsburgh in the second half? Seemed like maybe you guys got behind the chains a little bit, and then they ramped up.
Yeah, I mean, they were bringing, you know, they were bringing it in the first half, and they were dialing up a safety pressure, run and pass situations, you know, and then they dialed it up in the second half. I mean, they started to have some success and fed off of it. We got him on the one. We got him in the 1 yard line. You can't do it. It kills you. Next thing you know, they're at the 20 yard line. You got an opportunity there in a tight game, field position wise. It just, you got to keep your head. You got to keep your cool. And you know, he's going to learn a tough lesson. We all learn tough lessons doing this stuff. But you got to learn from it, and you got to grow from it. But you can't do it. You know. And then we have, you know, penalty in the kicking game, and then Milton does a great job on the block, and it looks like, you know, those 2 points right there, how huge would that have been? And what a play their guy made, and play our block team made, and special teams, and, you know, didn't work out. Thank you.